Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my dears, and welcome to Season 3 of Conversations with Cleo. Happy New Year to each and every one of you within the sound of my voice around the world and a few of you bopping around out there in the universe. I hope each and every one of you enjoyed your families throughout the holidays, whichever ones you celebrate. I know I celebrated mine the first week in January and had a most wickedly sublime time. Say, Miss Cleo, you sound a little giddy today. Well, I gotta tell you, when you do things brand new, you know, it's like when you build a house or you renovate a room in your house. You know, it's not ever going the way that you actually had it mapped out. You know, you have your plan, you have your organization, you have your deadlines in, and then something goes hiccup. And then you have to regroup. Well, that's what we're doing today on this wonderful Monday, January 13th, 2014. We are running around chasing a few hiccups because we were already supposed to be on the air at 9:05 on Blog Talk Radio, but they were dealing with their own manner of hiccups, and we're not actually supposed to be on the air on LipSync until Tuesday, so we still have a little bit of time to reason out those hiccups. But we are hoping by 9:05 p.m. this evening that everything is in full forward motion. My concern was is I didn't want to just meet a deadline and then roll out a raggedy website like Obamacare. Honey, hush. Boy, that was a wicked set of situations in, but we are not good there. That probably wasn't very nice. You know, technical is technical, and sometimes when the technical and the human, them are not getting on the same page, we get hiccups. So, we already have told you about our hiccups, so don't be surprised. Be patient with us, and we thank you. In this first show, Season 3, we're going to tell you about all of the changes that have happened and a few that are coming just, 24 hours down the line, maybe 48, who knows, maybe 72. But certainly by the end of the week, we will have everything up and in motion and flowing lovely for all of you to enjoy. I actually didn't realize how much I missed the mic. I have, since season two ended, I have been working feverishly on my new book, which will be released in late March, entitled The Queen's Bridge, A Companion Guide for You and the People Who Love You as You Navigate Menopause. And I kind of paraphrase that, but when you see the book cover, you'll know it's very inviting. And you say, well, Miss Cleo, you really have a hard-on thing for this menopause thing. Well, you all, if you've been listening to me, you know that I go through it on the air. I talk to you all very openly about it. I don't hide my hot flashes. And I really feel that the book is something that is necessary. I think younger generations are more about being informed. Unlike my generations and a few before, the subject matter of menopause or the change, as they have called it in the past, for women has stayed in the dark. People don't want to chat about it. They want to act like it doesn't exist. And for me, I got to tell you, it doesn't work like that. So I really felt very empowered as well as very healed in putting together this guide, because it's not like a medical book. It's not like anything. You can pick it up, go to the page that you're curious about and read the information that you need and put it back down until you need it later. Some of you will read it cover to cover. It doesn't matter. It's a companion guide. It's something to give you a little bit of help. That's all. So we can look forward to that. So we'll be promoting and promoting that on the website and on the show for season 3. You know that, as I said, no more politics for us. We are committed to creating the good creation from this point forward. Definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And I feel like I have been experiencing that for at least the last 6 months. And I made a choice to do something different. Now, that choice didn't just come out of my backside. It was inspired, and I would like to give gratitude to the universe, but I also have to give gratitude to two brethren that I know. One inspired me by example. The other inspired me by sharing an idea. And with all of that in place, our objective on Conversations with Cleo this year is to celebrate the Creative Rebellion of 2014. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So we will be featuring artists of all manner, all kind. We will be spotlighting artists of all manner, all kind. We will have video content on CWC.com. You will find content there that you may not be able to find on the other two networks that we will be airing on for season three. We will be airing on BTR with a 30-minute pre-recorded show, and it will be just about half of a full version show that you can pick up on CWC.com. So in case I wasn't clear, you can listen to the first half of the show on BTR, and then you can listen to the second half of the show and view any video content related to that show on conversationswithcleo.com. No pop-up ads, no advertisements, just pure content. All right? Now, we also are returning to our first network, Libsyn.com. L-I-B-S-Y-N stands for, or is short for, Liberated Syndication. I always liked the name of the network. And we will be there with a 30-minute pre-recorded show, as well as a 5-minute video interview teaser. Again, we are hoping that you all will come over and visit us at Conversations with Cleo in order to see the full video interview or in order to hear the full audio show or interview. And to check out any new content, new video content, audio content that we will have only and exclusively on conversationswithcleo.com. It has been a labor of pure love to renovate and bring a new flavor and new energy to the website. One of our most exciting projects this year is the creation of the International Creative Femme Network. And as I said, this inspiration came via these two wonderful spirits that I have been blessed to cross paths with. And here's the deal. What we're asking is no membership fee. You know, we're not asking for all of your personal information. We don't want your address. We don't want anything like that. We want your support. We want you to tweet, share, and retweet. There is already an honorary group of ICFN members, and I'd just like to go ahead and tell you about a few of them, because certainly this idea would not have come to fruition without their nurturing, without their participation, and some of them don't even know what I'm talking about yet, so they're just as curious to hear about the ICFN as you are. But first and foremost, big ups to Butch and at Smiz the Money Kid, you all know why. Also to at Poetic Designs, at Black District, at Chaz _ Untamed, who will be on the show this season. Can't wait for that. At Soul Sister _101, a.k.a. Miss V, at LMB _ Poetry, at Danica Inspires, a.k.a. Quiet Storm, at Creole Love 1, at Daniel J, J-A-Y-E, at Austin Riva, you know. know I love you, baby, at Little Villa Pub. What's up, Bridgerine? At Lady J underscore Flavors with a Z, that's my dog. At Nitrosit, just like one of my daughters. And at the New York Office Boys, just to mention a few. And I would be remiss if I didn't hold up a special shout out for my boss, my manager, my friend, my brethren, Mr. LaVon Collins. Happy birthday, brethren, and I wish you many, many, many more. His birthday's not today, but he's ticky-tacking right up here, so I'm hoping that you're celebrating like I would. So we need to put the hashtag wicked. And as well, to all of the LDC management family. And you can always hit up LaVon at LDC Management. Anytime you want to chat to a true entrepreneur, an individual with a true and earnest heart, there are not many out there. And I am so grateful continually to be blessed to run into the wonderful ones that are. Alrighty. So now with the International Creative Femme Network, if you have a CD being released, if you have a book that is completed, if you're doing an interview, if you have a gallery showing, whatever your form or mode of creativity is, drop us an email. Tell us about your project. We'll get back to you because we would like to support you. We would like to feature it on the ICFN page. We'd like to put your Twitter handle up there. We'd like to do all of that. What do I want from you? I want you to support those individuals that I mentioned earlier and any other member of the International Creative Femme Network, because we will follow you. We will celebrate you. We will feature you. We will retweet you, and we will share your creativity. Now, if that wasn't clear enough, y'all can go ahead and visit conversationswithcleo.com and click right on the ICFN page. And you can read some more and you can listen some more because I'll be talking there, a little video content for you as well. We also ask that when you are sharing, retweeting, and supporting, that you use the hashtag ICFN in all of those communications and even on Facebook. However, we here at Conversations with Cleo are more committed to quick and concise, and so we are supporting the social media vehicle known as Twitter. Alrighty. Let's see here. I'm going to take a look at my notes because you know that the menopausal memory is a Mickey Ficky. Ah, here's something for you. Grand opening of the Cleo Carnestar online, my dears. It's a 5-year and everything in the store is $5.99. Yeah, just about everything in the store is $5.99. We are going to be re-releasing, after much demand and many, many requests around the world, which is so wonderful, we are re-releasing my first CD, Convicted for My Beliefs, which you will be able to get online for $5.99 MP3 file format. You will also be able to get Full Moon Madness, my current CD, for $5.99 as well, MP3 file format. You will also be able to place your order early for the Queen's Bridge, $5.99 paperback at this time, my dears. As well as, are y'all ready for this? We talked about this a little bit last year. We will also have available for purchase Cleo's Dry Jerk Rub, and that's going to be so much fun. For all of my foodies out there, I thank you for not forgetting and for continuing to inquire. 2.5 ounces for $5.99 each. I don't even know. Everything is blended by me. I was going to say each, this, that, the other, who knows. All blended by myself. No machine, no other individuals. All with love. We have three levels of heat. We have spicy, We have Mafia, and if you have to ask, Nabada. And then we also have a spicy organic blend. Now, that blend is $10.99 simply because we have to cover the cost of the organic herbs. But we are so excited about making all of these items available to everyone. It makes you all giggly and boogly and all of those kind of things, you know, when you finally can see the completion of something that means something to you, and then you can actualize and realize the opportunity to share it with others. Let's see here. Well, Miss Cleo, $5.99 for everything. You gonna make any money off of that? Well, look here, darling, me not afraid no money, but here's the deal. If I distribute a portion of my products myself, I don't have to carry the overhead. And then that way, I don't pass that cost on to you. Instead, I am passing a savings on to all of you just for visiting conversationswithcleo.com, because this is how we're going to do it. I'm all about everybody doing what they need to do, but the small business owners, the indie business owners, the small entrepreneurs, we really have to stand up for ourselves and not just capitulate to what everyone else is doing. Do something a little different. Come out of your wheelhouse. Make it way outside of the box, because that's what we are attempting to do here at Conversations with Cleo. As I said, the website looks completely different. Different vibration. Well, say, Miss Cleo, are you going to still have the same things that you used to have there? Well, I have to let you all know, and I hope you're not too disappointed, but Cece has decided that she does not have the time to spend to maintain her page on the website. And so she has asked me to take it down and to say to all of you that she appreciates all of you so very, very much. She sends out puppy-licious licks because everyone was so wonderful in supporting our efforts in raising money for Passion for Paws, the 2013 Dundun Award recipient. She is loving the winter weather and is just kind of lounging and growing still. She's got a few extra animals since we've been off the air, so her hunting skills are continuing to grow, much to the dismay of myself and Cookie. If I have to go outside and pick up one next dead rat and one next dead snake, me no know what to do. But Cece is fine. She's growing lovely. She celebrated our second birthday in December, and we celebrate the anniversary of her bringing this amazing light and love into our lives, and that will be in February. However, we have brought back the food porn and we have brought back the travelogue, so you all will be able to enjoy that the same way, as well as we will be featuring some of my favorite eating spots around town, as well as featuring new eating spots, because we want to build, we want people to stand up tall, because we're going to take this back. You all, we're not going to take it back by screaming and ranting and raving. We're going to take it back by creating. So, Miss Cleo, you sound born again, honey. I feel it. We are also going to do a little flip of the script on the Galactic Guide, you know, where I talk about the planets and astrology and spirituality and solar flares and things of that nature. We are now calling it the Creative Nomad's Guide to the Fourth Dimension, my dear, because things are changing, and they are changing swiftly. So we're going to chat about the solar poles, and we are going to chat about ancient signs, and we are going to talk about solar flares, and we are going to talk about solar storms and how they impact us, and we will be talking about the metaphysical and how we navigate all of that with all of this new creativity that is happening. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. You know, I know some of you say, well, Miss Cleo, why all the changes? It's time. I don't know that I need to elaborate anymore. It's simply time. We're in a new book. Things are very different than they were just 2 short years ago. And if you're not feeling as excited and elated about all of the opportunities and the endless possibilities of 2014, get yourself away from all of those negative people. Now, I do need to make a note. If you want to share and have us support your creativity, we are more than happy to. But bear in mind that this is a positive creative vibration. We are not here to judge your creativity, but we know what we like at Conversations with Cleo. So any negative or mean-spirited material that is forwarded to us will find its way in the appropriate file. And I don't think I need to go any further than that. The other reason for the changes are because we live in a give-it-to-me-now, give-it-to-me-fast kind of society. So people don't really seem to have the time to read a lot or want to go do a whole lot of searching through a website. They want to be able to click, get it, and keep it rolling. And I can get that because sometimes that's how my life goes. I'm looking to slow it down here in about a year, but I get it. So we thought we might trim it up, firm it up, put on what they call one of them little body hugger girdles, you know, and give it a new look to you all. And then that in and of itself is my own creativity kind of sizzling and bubbling to the top, getting ready to go to full simmer. Zin. Also, another quick aside, photography is one of my creative vibrations, and 95% of the photography on the website is by myself. Why? Cleomalee Harris. So I'm a little bit tickled and had to put in a little bit of a tiny plug for myself. And not to worry, for those of you who do follow me on Pinterest, we will also be putting up some exclusive photos for you all that will not be available even on conversationswithcleo.com. I am starting out with a black and white series, which is my favorite. And to all of my photographers out there, I love you, and I look forward to hearing from you and celebrating any of your efforts. All right, my dears, it has been a great morning despite all of the unpredicted hiccups. You know, didn't see it coming. I just want to say to you all that last year we talked about the 50% of the people who love us and how we give our energy and our time and our heart to them. It's 2014, and this year we are going to create every moment we speak. Zine. Peace, babies. Later.